Oh, if you have your Bibles here today, turn with me in Hebrews 3. Hebrews chapter 3. What I got today is, really to me, it's elementary, but I'm burdened. I'm very burdened in my heart. And what I have is serious. It's serious.
Have your way, Lord.
Hebrews chapter 3. I want you to look at verse 12. Paul's writing here. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if, circle it, underscore it, highlight it, we're made partakers of Jesus Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. You may be seated. My heart's broke. All over in Hebrews, and just hold with me just for a little bit here. All over in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 21. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Draw near to God now. Do it now. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. That's the water of the Word. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Notice, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day is he talking about? The day that Jesus comes.
Yes.
So much the more. Exhorting one another means to encourage one another. To edify one another.
Mom.
To keep them interested to hold on to God and hold on to their salvation.
Yes.
Glory.
God changed all this around. I got up this morning and I said, oh Lord, only God knows where this is going to go.
Yes, Lord.
Mom.
In Japan, at the base of the tall, majestic, snow-capped mountain of Mount Fuji. It's a dead volcano. At the base of Mount Fuji, there is a vast forest called Okighara, that encompasses 14 square miles at the base of that huge mountain. It's made up of cypress and pine trees so thick that the sun's rays hardly ever penetrates to the forest floor. That's a pretty dense forest. Stay with me. They call this forest the Sea of Trees. The ground is hard to walk on because of all the gnarled roots and the rocks, the volcanic rocks that's underneath. It stays shaded in semi-darkness and eerily quiet. It seems to swallow sound as soon as it goes out. The tourist that visits here says, it's easy to get lost in this place and not find your way back out of it. Over 100 people a year from all ages and walks of life, men, women, youth, who are depressed with life, come to this dark forest to give up and die. It's become the final resting place of thousands down through the many years.
Come on.
Authorities have placed at the entrance of this suicide forest, Okikara, signs emblazoned with warnings. Please reconsider. Think carefully about your children. Quote, think about your family. Patrols scout the area to intercept people before they enter and talk to them to check their mental status to see if there are any signs of discouragement, depression, or hopelessness.
Bless him, Lord.
If you're here, you don't need this.
Bless him.
We're living in a world right now.
Come on, brother.
People are alive on their feet, but they're dead in their soul and in their heart.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to be in this world anymore. They don't even want to be alive anymore.
Right, brother. Yep. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Have your way, brother.
Authorities and people who hike through this dense forest often find troubling reminders of past tragedies, personal belongings, moss-covered shoes and briefcases, photos of victims and their family, personal notes they've written with their own hand that's left behind, filled with pain, hurt, and regret. Some victims are so broken that they walk hundreds of yards back in this dense forest hoping that they'll never be found. No ID, just the clothes that they wore. Their families never ever knew what happened to them. Whatever condition that brought the disheartened here to give up and to die will remain a mystery. Their inward thoughts and battles and struggles that went on inside of them will never ever be known. All that is left is an empty bottle of pills and a rope hanging from a tree limb.
Yes.
Okay.
We're living in a time when the devil's oppressing people.
Pressing, man.
Pressuring them.
Yes.
That's right.
They don't even want to be here anymore. They don't even want to live anymore.
Come on.
You're right.
Man.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to tie this in, and you will see it. Physical suicide. This forest of Okikara was a place where people committed physical suicide and took their own life because they gave up. They didn't want to live. They were depressed. Oppressed. Problems. Troubles. Loss of this, loss of job,
man.
Trials and suffering and afflictions. And they thought that nobody cared and nobody wanted them and nobody loved them. Not realizing that God loved them.
Amen.
You didn't have to go back in that forest and you did not have to end your life because God loves you and Jesus cares about you. Praise be to the Lord. The Lord cares about our state. He knows all about our needs and our sufferings. How many is glad of that today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
The path of no return. But exhort one another while it is called day. Exhort one another, lest you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen.
Encourage one another.
Yes.
I don't know what your battles are and what you face in your mind every day and what hurts you inside of your soul. I don't know that unless God would reveal it to me.
Yeah. Bless, Lord.
But we're living in a time when people are weary, they're pressed, and they are stressed.
Amen.
The Bible said in the last days, the devil, the Antichrist, that Antichrist spirit is alive to take. And the devil will seek to wear out the saints of the Most High and to get you worn out and get you weary that you say, I'm tired of it all. I wished I was out of here. I wished I could die and get out of all of my trouble. I don't even want to be here anymore. Now, Lord, God help us, I pray. You might say, Brother Tommy, you're plumb off on the wall and you've missed it. I'm telling you, you're rubbing elbows with people every day. They're in your neighborhood. They're on your job. And you'd probably be surprised how many people's in your own family that is tired of living and they feel like they have no hope. And what's the use? It'll never get any better. I see everything again. The worst all around me, and I'm tired of it all. I'd like to get out of it all. I'm telling you, that forest of Okahara is not an answer, and the peels of the goat, hallelujah, to get you on a high, that is not your answer, and a rope around your neck, come on, and whatever we do, we got to encourage one another and exhort one another. Hallelujah, lest we be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The path of no return.
Bless him, Jesus.
People need to.
Yes.
Coming out of the mall, I've seen a man on a. The cane is struggling. He had a big old satchel in his other hand. And he's a wobbling out through there. I said, sir, I said, you need me to help you to the car. He said, I'll be all right. It just takes a long time, he said, for me to move. He said, my car's out there somewhere. I said, I'll go get it. I'll take you to it if you'll let me. He said, I'll be all right. He said, I fell and I busted my back. He said, the vertebrae in my hip. I put my arm on him, or my hand on him, and I said, sir, I said, God loves you. I said, Jesus loves you. I said, the Lord cares. Honest, Brother Jason, if there's ever a time that we need to encourage one another and let them know that God cares about them and God loves them, it's now. Raise your hand. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. You will be the only Bible that a lot of people will read. You will be the only light, the only testimony between them and the grave. Come on, let's not fail, God. I don't know what you come carrying in here, or the burden, or the trouble of your soul. I don't know what you're suffering and those around you, but I can promise you Jesus cares. Oh, you're worth it to the Lord. You're worth it to God. You are important unto God.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Lord.
Come on.
Hey, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
When you face somebody on the job, Brother Kevin, you look into their eyes and you talk to them. Behind their eyes is a living soul that will live forever. God help us, Lord. Oh, Lord. We're around people every day. They're hurting and they're so troubled. Can we point them to Jesus?
Yeah.
I read of another man. I do a lot of reading. Another man who had a ministry of reaching the troubled, that was ready to give up on life, tired of the struggles and wanted to die. It was a place high up on top of a mountain. There was a path that led around and around and up to a high rock lift. This was in another country, and I don't remember that one. Many would come here to jump off and land hundreds of feet down below on the jagged rocks to die and escape their troubles because they felt like they had nobody that cared. This man would go often at different hours. The Lord laid it on his heart. He would stand at the entrance of that path and stop people and talk to them. Why are you coming here? What is it that you're battling, dear soul? Come here, Manny. Come over here, Manny.
Yes.
What is it troubling you?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, God bless, Lord.
What's troubling you? You don't have to take this route and do this. There's somebody that really cares about you. You don't have to give up. You can live, and your life could be worth living.
Yeah.
Sir, ma'am, you're important to the Lord. You're important to the Lord.
That's right, amen. Bless him, Lord.
Jesus died for you. If you had nobody else, you could have him.
Yes.
He's a savior. How many's ever heard the Golden Gate Bridge? What are you teaching this for, Tommy? You ask him.
Bless him, Lord. Have your way, bless you, God.
Oh, God. People are giving up. People are quitting. And I'm not talking about sinners and giving up. I'm talking about the own people of God are getting weary and tired, and they're losing their desire for the house of the Lord, and they stay home, and they're not faithful to the house of God like they used to be. And it ain't because that they ain't able to come, but something has transpired down in their heart. They don't have to get up and go, and the desire that they used to have, they're not stirred anymore to come to church and to worship the Lord. What is it? What's wrong inside?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
The Golden Gate Bridge is a suspension bridge spanning and crossing the Golden Gate of all things. The Golden Gate from San Francisco, California to the Pacific Ocean. That bridge is 1.7 miles across, and it sits 746 feet above the cold waters below. The irony of the whole thing is that 30 or more people a year die from suicide here jumping off the Golden Gate.
Wow.
Down into the deep waters below where they drowned. Mm-hmm. Through public intervention, engineers are designing, and they started in 2017, designing a safety net to place beneath the bridge to prevent anyone from easily jumping down to the water below. Over 2,000 people have now given up on life here on the Golden Gate and jumped to their death. Many families have lost their loved ones here that climbed over a 4-foot barrier guardrail that was to keep them in, climbed over that barrier and willingly jumped to their death. You might wonder why us preachers preach so hard. Brother, I appreciate you with all my heart.
Oh, bless, Lord.
That message that he preached, I put it on the internet, that he preached last Sunday, I think it was.
Yep.
Everybody ought to get on there and play that and listen to that again.
Praise be to God.
That came from the depths of his heart that God laid on his heart.
Man.
Why do we preach? We're setting guardrails. Trying to keep people from getting out of the will of God.
Yeah. Blessing, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, yes. Have your way, Lord.
God's just saying, I've called my ministers. I've called my preachers.
Yeah.
I've called them and laid a burden on their heart to put a safety net under them. To set up guidelines and markers and guardrails to keep my people in. I don't want my sheep. I don't want to lose my sheep. That's why that he preaches so hard. That's why he's trying to warn us and exhort us, unless we be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Oh Lord, and backslide and get away from the Lord. This world is dangerous. It's cold. It's cruel. And it's bad. And we need some guardrails. I said we need some messages and safety nets to keep people from backsliding on God.
Oh.
Glory to God.
The golden gate.
Come on.
Glory to God. Bless him, Lord.
Japan's authorities said quit telling and giving the statistics of people dying in this suicide forest, because it's somehow or another people are saying, well, that's a good place for me to go. I'll just go back in the forest. They advertise it, and they had to quit advertising the suicide forest because people say, well, that's a good way. That's a good place for me to go.
Man, come on, bro.
Have mercy, sakes.
Lord. Glory to God.
Listen, are y'all here?
Yes.
Man.
If there is a physical suicide, there is a spiritual one.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going somewhere, and I said everything that I've said up to this point to get right here.
Come on.
If there's a physical suicide, there's a spiritual one.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Suicide means willingly doing something that will end your life.
Praise be to God.
Knowingly doing something that causes you to die. It's the act of doing something that cuts off one's self-existence to discontinue life. It is self-destruction by your own will that causes you to die and to cease to live. Oh, Lord, why am I teaching this? Oh, Lord, the psalmist David said in Psalms 119 and 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget thy law. I want you to know, when you leave this church today, your soul is in your hand. You can choose to live for God, or you can turn to the world, my Lord in heaven. But I made up my mind a long time ago, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm staying with God. I'm staying in church, and I'm going to keep right on praying. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If you do not stay connected to God in this cold, dark hour, in this world, late hour,
yeah,
you will disconnect yourself from spiritual life.
Yes. Come on.
How can I make it, Brother Tommy? How can I stay spiritually alive and be saved and keep the joy of this salvation?
Oh,
Number one, if you're going to stay with God, and if you're going to go to heaven, and you're going to escape hell, number one, you must pray. You must have a dedicated prayer life every day and seek the face of God in communion. If you don't pray, you will not stay. And hear this, Solomon, my son, as long as you seek the Lord, He'll be found of you. But if you forsake Him, He'll cast thee off forever. Seek the Lord, hallelujah, and seek His face continually, and seek His strength. The only way that we're going to make it is to be strong in our heart. You can be able to lift a 400 pound and put it over your head, but you can be so weak in your soul, hallelujah, that the devil push you over.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Bless.
You better pray. Jesus is coming very, 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 very soon. But if He tarries a little bit longer, if you don't have a prayer life now, you can't contend with the soldiers. How are you going to keep up with the horsemen?
Oh, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
What will you do in the swelling of the Jordan?
Bless Him, Lord.
If you can't keep rank right now, and if you have not got a prayer life right now, and I'm not talking about having a 5-minute prayer and meditate your prayer. No.
Bless
it. It will not work.
It will work.
I'll stand in front of everybody right here in the seat in front of you. I'm here to tell you that a 5-minute prayer will not do it.
No.
Meditating your prayer, going to bed, having a busy day, irons in the fire, and take your shower, go to bed, close your eyes, and meditate a prayer will not do it. I'm here to warn us.
Come on.
You're going to have to pray till you pray through. Pray until the Holy Ghost comes through. Pray till the Spirit of God gives a witness. Pray till you feel the presence of the Lord. Pray till the burden lifts. Pray till you feel victory in your heart. Pray.
Pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Number two. You must have a daily intake of the Word of God. Read it. Study it. Meditate in it. Your Bible is the bread of life.
Bread of life.
Your Bible is your guidance. The Word of God is your strength. The Word of God is your whole armor. It will warm your soul and bring faith to your heart. God's Word will give you power over the devil, the enemy of your soul. Fasting and praying and reading your Bible, God's holy, inspired, infallible, living Word, will give you power and authority over every deceitful lust and the lies that the devil throws and anything that the world brings into your path. If you got a good prayer life and you're reading the Word of God, you got life on the inside of you, and the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, you will feel the witness, and you will feel the presence of the Lord, and you will say and be able to stand and say, "Get behind me, devil. You are a liar. I'm a servant of God."
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Yes. Serving God.
Come on.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
If you're able to fast one meal, fast one meal, fast two meals.
Yes.
Couple it with reading the Word and prayer. You will see you're standing on higher ground and you're walking higher.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Number three. Church attendance.
Right.
I'm warning us.
Uh-huh. Yes, Lord.
I wrote this morning, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
You must be.
Must be.
Faithful to the house of God.
Amen.
The Lord's house of worship. The house of prayer. This house of bread.
Yes.
And nobody could stand here and you could pack this place out and nobody could tell you that you are not getting fed here.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Not a soul.
I believe you're right.
Could ever leave here and say, I don't get fed.
Right.
Amen.
Oh.
You hear the word of the living God here. You hear direction and guidance for your soul.
Amen.
You get the food that you need and that spiritual nourishment from the word of God.
Right.
Yes.
Listen. You need your brothers and your sisters in this hour.
Amen. Right.
You must have the fellowship of the Spirit.
Yep.
To separate yourself from church, you are cutting off the spiritual lifeline that feeds you and inspires you. I'm afraid that many are already entering Okihara's forest of doom. They've lost their desire.
Thank you, blessing Lord. Blessing.
Number four. If you want to live and spiritually prosper and keep God's presence and have His anointing, you must do what He's called you to do.
That's right.
The gifts and the talents He has given you, if you do not use it, you will lose it.
Praise be to God. Bless Him, Lord.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
If you don't stay where God called you and where He's put you and obey His will, you will slowly die a spiritual suicidal death. James 4:17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Brother Jason, I'm trying. Only what God put in my heart.
Glory to God.
Only what God put in my heart.
Oh, hallelujah.
Tommy, it seems like you're coming across so rough and coarse.
Come on, bro.
And hard.
Come on.
And I know what I feel.
Bless Him.
I'd rather teach, and I'd rather preach on the heaven and the glories of it. But I'm afraid if some of us don't watch, we will draw cold. And we will get out of the boundary.
Glory be
to God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We will get away from Him. Get away from that preserving power. Oh, God, rest your hand right now, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. There is a physical death, Jesus, and I know that. And I know that there's a natural death. And I know that there's a second death, dear God, and I don't want no part of it. I know that there's a spiritual death, Lord, that we could die outside of the boundary and outside of the net of God. Lord, I pray, draw me. I'm going to tell Jesus right now, draw me, Lord. I don't want to wander. I don't want to drift away. Oh, Lord God, pull my heart. My heart strings, Lord. Don't let me get cold now. Don't let me get tired of the battle now. Oh, Lord, don't let me jump overboard now. Except these abide in the ship. They'll be lost and they'll drown. I'm on the house of God. Is your refuge. It is your hiding place that you can come to. and your shelter. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I know what it's like to come beat up and bruised by the devil and to come through them doors? But oh, I'm glad that I came. I got what I needed in the house of the Lord, and the Lord blessed my heart. He blessed my soul, and the preacher, I preach exactly of what I needed.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Yes.
It's not easy for me to preach like this.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Paul wrote to the Thessalonian saints, he said, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another. I tell you what would be a good habit to get into, you shake people's hands and tell them I love you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you.
Yes, it would.
Tell your pastor that, bless his heart. I love you.
I
appreciate everything you stand for.
Glory,
don't you, Sister Lulu? I'm here today because somebody gave me the truth. I'm here today because somebody took pains with me to reach the strings of my heart. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Edify one another means to inspire one another, to build one another up.
Yes.
Let me close right fast. A man I work with, his name's Bobby, I won't give you the last name. Bobby and his wife was Sherry. He was 6 months older than me. He went out of the plan, I think, right before, about the same time that I did. He said, Tommy, he said, he come in there, and it was a bad winter time, Brother George. I mean bad, and snow, and slick, and ice. The road was covered with ice. He said, Tommy, he said, and he lived out in the country. Where he was staying was out in the country, back at Fort Gate somewhere. He said, me and Sherry went down to visit, and we stayed longer than what we thought we would. And said, it sleeted, and it rained, and everything, and so they had pure ice, and there was snow already on the road. He said, Sherry kept looking at him, said, Bob, said, we better go. Said, the roads is going to be slick. Bob, we better go. The roads is going to get slick. We'll not get home. He said, there was a large, tall hill to get over. He just got down through there, and before they got to the hill, he said, we're all right, Sherry. He said, there's a salt truck ahead of us. He said, Tommy, he said, I felt good about that salt truck. He said, Sherry, we're all right. He said, the salt truck, he's just throwing the salt all up that hill. He said, Tommy, he said, that man made it two-thirds of the way to the top, and he ran out of salt in that salt truck, so there's no salt coming out. So the man backed around, and took back down the hill to go get another load of salt. He said, Tommy, he said, I backed my truck up, he said, to take a run ago to get up that last hill. He said, only one hill between me and my house, one big tall hill. He said, I was dependent upon that man, to run that salt up there for me to get up. He said, I went back down to the back of that hill, and he said, when he had that blue Toyota truck, he said, I put that thing down, and he said, I took off through there, he said, to climb that hill, and he said, when I got up where there was no salt, he said, I started sliding, he said, coming back backwards. Sherry said, Bob, she said, you're going to kill us. He said, honey, we got to get home. Got to get home. I forgot how many tries. I know it's two or three or four tries. And he backed way back. And Sherry told him, says, Bob, you're going to kill us. He said, there's a big old holler on the other side. He said, I gave it everything that I had. He said, when I got up there to where there was no salt on the road, he said, it started to fishtailing like this. He said, I just barely got to the top to where I could coast down the other side. Jesus did say, ye are the salt of the earth, and if the salt has lost its savor, its saltiness, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Salt puts flavor in food, enhances the flavor. Salt put in sores in Bible days would kill the awful germs and the bacteria. Salt put in meat would preserve it from going rotten.
Amen. Amen.
And spoiling. So if we have lost our savor, we will not influence anybody.
Right.
People are depending upon us, Brother Jason, to have the savor.
Yeah, they are.
Woo! To inspire you. To put flavor in your life. Raise your hand one more time. God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Let us be everything that you want us to be, Jesus. Hallelujah.